Welcome back to Mama Matters 2 podcast. Today's topic is a bit heavy, but also I hope brings some lightness to your life. So I've just been kind of thinking about the seasons that I have needed hope and I've needed healing, and I still feel like I have those seasons. And so therefore I feel unqualified a lot of the time to speak on those topics of hope and healing and helping anxiety and things like that when I myself still deal with these things. But there has been so much grace given to me by the Lord and by my family and those surrounding me. And if I can share a little bit of that with you and share a little bit of hope with you, then I have done my job. So I just want to talk today on some hope and bring some healing to your life if you are a new mama, if you've been a mama for a while, but specifically dealing with postpartum hormones and new mom hormones, even if this is your second, third, fourth, fifth kid, I feel like probably never gets any easier. So I just want to provide a little bit of hope and healing for the new mom's heart, no matter where you are in your motherhood journey. Hey mama, are you tired of constantly being exhausted, not knowing what the day or night will hold? Are you sick of letting your mental and physical health suffer and feeling out of control of your day-to-day life as a mom? Are you ready to feel empowered and in control of your mind and home and finally feel rested again? Hey, I'm Alexa Martinez, pediatric sleep consultant, postpartum doula, and fellow mama who has been in your shoes, and I am so glad that you're here. Think of this as a cozy conversation with your best friend on a comfy couch mixed with a coaching session. Mom life, health and wellness, sleep, faith, and how to get rid of the overwhelm are all topics we will cover here on the podcast. And trust me, we don't shy away from the real and hard stuff. I'm here to help you put systems in place so that you can finally let go of the baggage and start enjoying motherhood the way you were created to. It's time to start feeling like yourself again, friend. So go reheat your coffee, I'm sure for the 10th time today, and let's dive right in. Because mama, you matter too. It's funny how no matter how long you've been in your motherhood journey, and all of the moms that I feel like I have ever spoken to on this topic feel unqualified and feel, even if they have some wisdom after being a parent for however many years, it's you feel like every season brings some new level of hard or just unknown. There's change in a lot of seasons. I myself feel like sometimes I will just get a good grasp on a new season of having a, now he's 4.5, but I'll get a good grasp on our new season, our new routine, and then things change up on me. So I know I'm still near the beginning of my motherhood journey, but it just feels like things are always changing, and I do feel so unqualified probably 95% of the time. So if you feel that way and you're a new mom, please know that that is normal. And I don't think any of us ever feel like we know it all. Even though I am a pediatric sleep consultant, I don't know everything about sleep. Just like a pediatric nutritionist doesn't know every single thing about eating and food and nutrition for littles. It's just impossible to know everything. It's impossible to get everything right as a mom. And I am constantly humbled by my motherhood journey and by my own son. So just know that that is totally normal. But the Lord was just telling me to bring some truths into your life. I just want to speak directly to you in this episode. This isn't going to be, I always have an outline for all of my episodes. This one, I do not. I'm just going with it and going with what feels right and what the Lord tells me to speak over you and what you need to hear. And I feel like a lot of these things are things that I need to tell myself frequently, which again makes me feel so unqualified to be telling you the same thing. But I'm not, because the Lord says that I'm not, and the Lord has called me to tell you these things. So that's what I'm doing, even though I'm scared, even though it's uncomfortable, especially showing up without an outline. I'm very much a planner and an outliner. So I am just here to speak some truths over you, sister. So please just stick with me. And as always, please join us in the Facebook group if you have any feedback or you're struggling with anything in new motherhood. Please bring it to me. I am here to hold your hand. I'm here to help you and walk with you. And even if you are not struggling with sleep, if you're struggling with something else, we talk about all things motherhood in that group. We've got mamas with newborns. We've got pregnant mamas with no babies yet. We've got moms of older kiddos. We've got it all. So come join us. Tell us what you're struggling with so that you don't have to do it alone, because we are here. We're here with you, walking through the trenches with you. So the first thing that I feel like I just want to tell you is there is hope in the future, and there is so much joy left to be had in your future. And this is, although you may be in a rough season, I don't know if you are, but if you are in a rough season or you're walking through some hard things, I just want you to know that there is hope in the future and that this season will pass. And there is so much joy for you to be had. There is so much joy on the other side of whatever trial you are facing, of whatever anxiety you're feeling, whatever depression has a hold on you. I'm praying for anxiety and depression to just be lifted in your life, that there will no longer be the grip of that over your heart and your mind. But I'm also telling you that there's so much hope and joy to be had on the other side of that anxiety. And even in the middle of anxiety, there's hope and joy to be had. So if you're in the middle of the trenches and you can't see your way out, please just know that there is a light at the end of the tunnel. There is, I promise. And that's coming from somebody that would have never seen the light a year ago. I've gone through different seasons of depression and anxiety, just having a really big grip on my everything, on my life, on my family, on my home. And I would not have believed you a year and a half ago, when my last really bad depressive state kind of started and lasted for a solid 6 months. I would not have believed you if you told me that it was going to get so much better and that there was joy and that there was hope and healing to be found. Am I healed? Am I perfect? Do I still struggle with anxiety? I am not healed. I am not perfect by any means. And I still struggle with anxiety every single day, but I can tell you that it does not have a grip on me like it once did. And the fog has been lifted, and there are still really hard days, but I'm just telling you that it does get better. I also want to remind you that even though this will pass, this season will pass, it will. But even if what you're praying for or what you're asking for doesn't change, even if nothing changes, He changes everything. The Lord changes everything. So even if it's a hard season and you're praying and praying and praying for something, I was praying and praying and praying to be released from the grips that anxiety and depression had over me. And He did release me from that, but it took a very long time. And I was just crying out to the Lord, why don't you hear me? Why can't you see me? But it was me praying every single day that brought me so much closer to Him and brought me to the place where I could help other moms that changed everything. So even though my situation at the time didn't change, even though it has changed now, there has been plenty of things that have not come to pass that I've prayed for. There's been plenty of things that are prayers that have not been answered, but He still changes everything. Even when I'm in my lowest moments, I'm in the depths, He is changing me. He is working on me, even when my situation is not changing or getting better. He has never left us. He's right there. He is right in the room with you. And he's going nowhere. So if you are a mom who feels like this season, it just feels like a black hole and you feel like you'll never sleep again. You feel like your kids are always sick. You feel like you are always overwhelmed, always overtouched, always overstimulated. I just want to remind you that this does pass. It will pass, friend, I promise. And that's something that I have to remind myself of every single day. Every single hard moment, my brain likes to tell me, this is forever. You're going back into your depression. You're going back into your anxiety. This hard moment is going to last forever. There's no way out. But I have to tell myself every time this happens, there is a way out. I'm out of it now. The Lord sees me. He has never left me. He has changed me. He changes everything. I just want you to remember that. So don't stop praying. Don't stop hoping. Don't stop believing that things will change just because they haven't. Or that your prayers won't be answered just because they haven't yet. Or just because they weren't answered the way that you wanted them to be. Please just know that there is healing and it's coming. There is healing coming your way. And I believe that for you, and I'm praying that for you and over your family. And if you're feeling this way, please reach out to me. I wish that every single one of you that is going through anxiety would reach out to somebody, even if it's not me. But if it is me, what an honor. Please reach out to me. I would love to be the one to walk through this season with you and to help bring some truth and life over you when you maybe can't see it yourself. So if you're struggling with sleep, if you're struggling with anxiety, if you're struggling with depression, if you're struggling with just a lack of motivation or a lack of hope or joy, please know that there's an end to it and that there's joy in the little moments and that I'm here to help you notice it. And if you would just not stop relentlessly praying over your situation and over your home and over your family and over your children, there is so much good. There's so much good and joy to be had, and I'm here for you, friend. Please join me in the Facebook group. I do also have a free guide in the comments for getting your baby to sleep and also easing some anxious thoughts as a new mom. So please download that if you're struggling with sleep and or anxiety as a new mom. I just want you to know that I'm always thinking about you and you're not alone. You are not alone. I'm here with you. I'm walking out with you every single day. I'm here with you. So bring it on over to the Facebook group or send me a text or an email or whatever. And just let me know how I can pray for you and how I can be there for you. Hey, sister, if this episode brought some value to your life, encouraged you, or made your day better in some way, please share this with another mama friend who could use some encouragement and let her know she is seen and loved. I would love for you to join me in my free Facebook group where I bring value like this every single day and get to answer your questions personally. You can find the link down below in show notes. I pray your day brings you peace and rest, and I can't wait for our next chat. Talk to you soon, sweet friend.